Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday, March 27th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame in my English basement in Gaithersburg. We've got Jason Bishop in Ashburn, Virginia.
Hello.
Eric Bickle in his office in Kensington.
Morning.
And Cakes in his family room in Olney.
Good morning to all. Hello.
Cakesy. It's Cakesy.
Hello. What's an English basement?
I explained this the other day. It's not a traditional basement that would have like sliding glass doors to get outside. If you were to exit the windows, there's like a fire escape. It's kind of a basement that's, it's a small little basement. You've been here. It's my wife's studio slash
office.
So
what is it, like half underground type thing?
Yes.
That's what you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a four-level townhouse. When you come into the house, a lot of houses that are townhouses, you come in and you got to walk up 17 steps
right.
to get to the main entertaining right. level. This one, you walk in on the second level. But you can come down to the English.
It looks
basement.
Like a ballet practice room, like from Black Swan. Like Natalie Portman should be there.
That is, although she's been doing old school Insanity here. I haven't been doing it. I can't do it. I think EB maybe did Insanity or P90X years ago.
Did both of them.
My knees can't hold up to that because that's just a lot of jumping up and down and
right.
wacky squats and things like that. So I don't even entertain that. But she's been doing that. But, yes, there's the ballet bar in the background.
Speaking
but that's what the English basement is.
Okay. Indeed. Well, speaking of jumping, yesterday I dragged my kid out. He was been playing video games just so much. I said, you got to come outside. We got to do something. So we went outside. We're shooting baskets. And after a while, you know, he can grab the rim and everything, but he can't dunk. He can't palm the ball. So I said, let's just drop the rim down. So we dropped it down to 9 feet. Mm-hmm. And I could still dunk on it at 9 feet, but nice. It's not impressive. It is not impressive.
The struggle's real.
Oh, it's just, it looks like I have about a 6-inch vertical. Because my wife was just videoing as she was sitting there in a chair laughing at us.
Oh, there's video evidence? I'd have that destroyed immediately.
Nine-foot dunking. we had a good time. But, yeah, that's what we did for exercise yesterday. Went out in the driveway and shot hoops for about an hour.
It was really nice.
Oh, beautiful day.
Oh, it was awesome.
Beautiful
great
day.
Going to be great today. Well,
is that what they're saying?
I mean, it's going to be warmer today, but there are some showers lingering, but it shouldn't be too bad.
Right. My daughter, they had a social distancing get-together at a giant parking lot.
Okay.
Where four of them pulled up in their cars, or like she used our van, and they opened up their trunks, and they just sat in their trunks, right. and they talked to each other for, 45 minutes or so.
It's a good workaround during these weird, strange times.
I thought that was okay. I thought that was doable.
My daughter's been doing that the last few weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're just thrilled to see people. So
yeah, exactly.
It was my youngest daughter's birthday a couple days ago, and a couple people swung by to drop off presents, and one of the couples with their two kids just stopped with their car, and Isabella was so excited just to see people.
Right.
I mean, we see people on our walks. We went for a couple of really long walks yesterday, but those are strangers. To see people that you actually know,
right.
it was a huge level of excitement.
Mm. Well, I'm going to get out and about probably late tonight because my mom wants me to go grocery shopping for her, and I'm so tilted by the experience now. I happened to click on a video of a doctor who explained the proper way to now go grocery shopping where you don't infect your house.
All right.
And it was the most tilting thing I've ever seen because it's going to an extent that it's just almost impossible to adhere to. So here's what he demonstrated. So you do all your grocery shopping. You come in the house. You wipe off your surface, right? Let's say a table. You put a piece of tape in the middle. The left side is your dirty side. Your right side is your clean side. So you put all your grocery bags on the dirty side, right? And then you take out each thing and say if it's a box of cereal. You open up the box of cereal, you pull out the bag, and you drop it on the clean side. You if you get anything that you could separate, you take your bread. You take your bread thing, you have a bowl on your clean side, and you take your bread or whatever, and you pour it out, and then you cover it. You know, one of those Tupperware things. That's where you put your bread. I mean, it's just... Who can do this? It's too much. And this is what he did for when he went fast food. If you pick up some McDonald's, you put it on the dirty side. He says he's not worried about the food because Corona doesn't like food, but he's worried about the wrappers.
The
so he opened up the Big Mac, and he had a plate there, and he just dropped it on the plate.
Not even you could do that, I don't think.
And I watched this whole thing, and it just gave me an anxiety attack.
Yeah, I can't believe
you watched the whole thing.
Well, it was like 10 minutes. I was like, if we have to do that, we're all going to get it. Right? I mean,
yes.
I've been trying to do that,
we're all going to get it.
I thought I was doing a lot when I was just wiping real quick the boxes. You know, so I'd take a wipe and just wipe the boxes, then put it in my cupboard.
Well, I can tell you what I'm going to be doing tonight. I'm going to watch episode one of Ozark season 3.
Yes, you are.
Is it out now?
It is out. It is out and about.
You can watch it during the show.
I could, yeah.
I tried again to watch Tiger King.
You tried.
You attempted.
Yeah.
Still not grabbing you?
No, I like it, but it's just, you know, I mean, I'm tired. I end up falling asleep during it.
Well, you're tired. Here's why you're... It's not Tiger King that's making you tired. It's staying up until 1 a.m. and then doing the show and then trying to watch Tiger King.
Yeah, but Cakes, if it was a really riveting show to Eric, and it might be a riveting show to you, if it was a riveting show to Eric, he'd stay up through it.
Listen, I'm not saying it's bad. It's not bad.
It's just not yours. It's not your cup of tea.
No, I don't even mind it. But it's just eventually being tired overwhelms me. You know?
Right.
But
I watched Selling New York last night on HGTV before I went to bed. That's what I was watching.
Sell.
Selling New York.
And what is Selling New York?
I can tell you they're not buying in New York right now.
It's just two different real estate groups that are showing, you know, apartments that are $2.5 million.
Yeah.
Right.
And they go around and they decide if they want to buy them or not. And then they show you. I could never live in New York.
Is the real estate market cratering in New York right now because of the coronavirus? It has to be, right?
Well,
it has to be affecting
these weren't live. These are taped.
Okay, these are taped. Here's what we should do. We should pull the little money that we have left and buy a few swanky New York apartments that are on sale. That's a fire sale.
All right,
Hold on to them for a few months and then flip them for a profit.
I'll let you take the lead on that.
No, it's just a harebrained scheme.
You're going to be able to get them at a discount. I just glanced
the story this morning that truck drivers, and we're learning how critical they are to our economy,
Rhonda,
are now becoming very leery to drive into New York City to drop off groceries.
I would be.
What if all of a sudden they can't get groceries over there?
Of course.
They'll
be able to. There'll be guys that do it. But
if that's the case, then the doomsday preppers win.
Yeah.
They win, and they laugh at everybody who's not prepared for a food shortage.
Here's what I don't understand is, so a lot of these companies now, I saw Ralph Lauren is doing this. I'm sure you guys read about the Fanatics guy who's using, they're using their factories and their materials. So the Fanatics guy is using, like, the example they put out there on social media was, instead of making Phillies jerseys, he's using that material to make a gown and a mask,
right?
And donating that. I thought does that mean that works? So people can make their own homemade masks? And
I don't know how technical it is as far as, like, keeping germs out. I mean...
They're making up to give to the healthcare providers.
I know. It looked more... I saw the uniform. It looked more like window dressing to me than
it probably works
than
better than
else.
No mask.
I'm sure it works better than no mask. Yeah, but I thought those things had to be, like...
So you're telling me Bryce Harper's uniform is going to keep the coronavirus from getting into your nasal passages?
I guess
I don't know.
I guess that's how felted they are, because we had heard some where they were using scarves. Like, they were out of masks, so they were just using scarves.
Yeah. I'm so sure it helps more than not having anything.
Right.
But I can't believe it's as effective as a mask that, like, a 3M is manufacturing.
I can't either.
Hospitals.
But they appear to be welcoming them.
It must help to a point.
You know,
it's a nice gesture, no doubt.
I talked to a doctor yesterday because I had to postpone one of my appointments. He said, yeah, just make it for 3 months from now. And we were chatting, and he's like, he's off this week, but he goes back to work next week. And he says at the hospital he's at, they've got, you know, patients everywhere. And he says, frankly, I'm scared. I'm scared as hell.
Of course.
Because it's just everywhere, and I just don't want to bring it home to my family.
Right.
And that's in Maryland.
Yep.
Imagine what it's like in New York City.
Well, I just can't believe that we've already surpassed China and everybody else with the most cases. It's staggering to me that we're already ahead of them.
Well, China, if you believe their numbers, they went full lockdown.
Yeah. Yeah, if you look at the curve thing, oh, my God. I went to the coronavirus thing that Hopkins has this morning before the show, and China's is like this. They totally flattened it.
Yeah.
Ours couldn't be a straighter line straight up. It is unreal.
United States and Italy going straight up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, straight up.
I mean, we have a...
It's not even a slant.
It's a federalism, so a lot of the states acted differently. You're seeing that in Louisiana, where they acted a little later than other states, it's exploding, probably because of Mardi Gras, they're speculating. I think Maryland, actually, Hogan was pretty aggressive, was probably ahead of the country by and large. And look, Maryland's cases are going up.
Oh, yeah.
And that's with an aggressive governor.
Yeah, I mean, where we live and where our parents live are the two hot spots in Maryland, right? Montgomery County and PG County.
Well, that's where the population is.
Yeah, yeah. It's where the most cases are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
If you really want to be terrified, you're gonna go on Twitter and you're going to find the heat map. It's like a minute and 20-second long clip where they focused in on the cell phone activity on just a small beach, like in Fort Lauderdale, in, I think, early March. And then they tracked all of the cell phones that they captured on that beach, fanning out through the country.
Right.
Like, going back to where they're from, like to the Midwest and the Northeast. And it's terrifying.
They infected the whole country.
Well, we don't know if they were all infected, but just the fact that all those people were bunched together before the measures were really put in place.
Right.
And then how they all just spread out into, you know, different states and communities all over at least the Midwest and the eastern portion of the country. It terrifies you.
Why do we start negative every morning?
Can't we start with positive news?
Like,
that's why.
Supposedly
the drug cocktails are working.
Not much positive. Well, I tried to go positive with Ozark.
You know, you're hearing those stories that the cocktail of drugs may be working on some people.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think the hydroxychloroquine or whatever and the Z-Pak is having an impact. They refuse to write positive articles about it. They just want to trash Trump and mention someone that took the fish tank cleaner. But I think it is working. So hopefully we get some more positive stories. I agree. It looks like the plasma thing that they're doing, they're very hopeful about that. And Fauci even said yesterday that if they see any signs of the vaccine working, they're going to speed that process up even more.
Yeah, but you mentioned this yesterday. I did hear him talking about the second wave and third wave and all that.
It's terrifying. So,
yeah, they're freaking out about what's going on in the Southern Hemisphere. I don't really think about the Southern Hemisphere very much.
I think about it never.
I almost never use the word hemisphere.
No.
But I heard him talking about that.
If you look at that coronavirus site, you do see there are cases in the Southern Hemisphere, but far fewer.
Yeah. I also heard... them talk about the country of Sweden. So Sweden apparently has hardly any cases. And then it made sense to me that they said, well, in Sweden, in that time of year, the time of year which is, you know, past the last couple of months, there are no real tourists that come in there. So there weren't any cases coming into the country.
Right. People stay inside, they say.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's dark there all day.
No wonder there's video of Marcus Johansson and Andrei Burakovsky getting on a private jet and flying back to Sweden with the NHL being shut down.
Yeah. Right.
They're smart.
I think a lot of players went back to their countries.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess they are.
Well, they're doing something right in California because California's the biggest state. And I mean, New York's got 40,000 cases. California's got 4,000 cases. So they're doing something.
It's not as dense.
No, but I mean, there's, I mean, L.A. and San Francisco are pretty big cities.
Yeah,
they're just doing something right. Maybe it was the complete lockdown. Maybe they got to it a little earlier.
But they also haven't tested as much. A lot of it just has to do with New York has tested the most.
Yeah.
So I would guess that California has a lot more. That's why their governor was also aggressive, like Governor Hogan and some of the governors in this country that were aggressive, shutting down schools early, going to lockdown earlier.
Right.
Than others.
Well, maybe. You might be right, but you can only go by the numbers, and those are the numbers right now.
The good news is that that epidemiologist that had that horrific model that everyone cited, that 2.2 million Americans were going to die from this, acknowledged that his model was flawed. It's not going to be anything near that. That was good. It was interesting, though. I believe the way I understand it is, so they initially thought that each person with COVID-19 was infecting 2.5 people. He actually thinks it's more contagious than they originally thought. So they're infecting more people. But because of that, the death rate isn't as high as they thought. So
good.
You're more contagious. And even though it is deadly and it's more deadly than the flu, there's no question about it. It's not as deadly as they thought. So his projection, instead of maybe 2.2 million, I think now it might be still staggering because we're a long way away from it, maybe 80,000.
Steph Curry did a little Q&A with Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
Was that on Instagram?
Yes.
Instagram Live yesterday. Did a little Q&A, 30-minute Q&A with him. And just getting some information from Fauci and where he thought the NBA was going and, you know, social events. What's the future of that? So he got some good information on that.
Turns out Fauci's a big Hoops fan. If you saw his office, he had a little basket behind him and everything.
Oh, yeah, big fan.
Yeah.
Valdez, you got some clips from that interview?
I'd like to get the people in the country to realize that we are dealing with a serious problem. It's something that we've modified our lives. It's not convenient to lock yourself in. It's not convenient to not do the kinds of things. It's not convenient for you not to be playing basketball. But we're going through a period of time now where we've got to, as a country, pull together, don't get frightened, don't get intimidated, use the energy to be able to confront it and do the kinds of things that'll put an end to it. So I want to get rid of that misconception that there's extremes. Either the world is going to end or we don't want to do anything. It isn't that. It's somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle of the world ending.
Right. I'm more of an extremes guy. I'm more of an all or nothing.
Right. It's going to be all good or it's horrifying.
I'm not really down the middle.
By the way, good news. The Vibe Machine is back up and running.
Oh, it is.
Really?
Yeah, there's good news. Yeah. It was broken down.
So we can touch the people through the Vibe Machine as well.
That means you're going to be using it during the day, right? Because you're just at home all day.
I teed it up yesterday, and I'm teeing it up again today, my friend.
Ah, back to back. Look at
you.
Did you
keep your proper distance?
I did. We played at Army, Navy, and Fairfax, and they would not allow they didn't give us four carts, but what we did was we took two carts, and then two guys walked.
Right.
And
I'm guessing you weren't the walker.
I offered to walk, but the other guys wanted to walk. But so I just rode around.
Walking's easy. If you don't have to carry your bag, walking's awesome.
Yeah. And it was cart path only, so believe me, it wasn't very convenient to ride.
Yuck. The cart is a pain in the butt. It's like, who's going to get the cart?
Depends on the course, because there's some courses which are not conducive to walking.
True.
Army-Navy is pretty elevated. It's not as elevated as Army-Navy in Arlington, but it's pretty elevated.
Well, it depends on, like, the green to tee distance.
Right.
When it's, you know, like a newer course.
Right.
Where, you know, you got to cross a street, you go around a huge bend to get to the next tee.
So we played one. You know, Valdez, you've played Army-Navy a million times. A bunch of crotchety old men over there. And we played number one.
Did you play
a lot of those guys are heroes defending our country.
Did you play red, white, or blue?
We played red and then white.
Okay.
So red the front nine, white the back. And because they have three nines, red, white, and blue. And so we're coming off one, and there's a group of three guys, older guys, on, you know, whatever hole that is on the other course. And I could just hear the guy go, "I thought there was no guests today." Because they could tell we weren't members. Well, one guy's a member, but they could tell we're not members. We were the youngest guys on the course. But I just drove by him and said, "How you doing? Hey, have a good day." He was clearly not happy that we were on the course.
Right.
He's been mentioned on the show today.
Right.
We'll give you the latest in entertainment news. Kevin McCarthy's going to join us. Maybe he'll have a couple of movies to talk about, but I'm guessing it's mostly Netflix,
right.
Amazon Prime, things like that. So we will talk some entertainment coming up at 7 o'clock with him. It's a Friday. That means Fridays with Feinstein at 8 o'clock. Also on the show, Tom Lavero is going to join us at 8:40, and we have Dennis Dodd on the show to talk about whether or not there should be a college football season in the fall. It seems far off, but it'll probably sneak up on us. We'll talk to him at 9:40. That's all right here on the Junkies, coming to you live this Friday morning on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Going to play some clips from Grandaddy's interview with Trent Williams' agent here momentarily. I just wanted to kick this around, just an idea for later in the show, and I know a couple people have tweeted this. We haven't done Donkeys of the Week in a long time, and there are donkeys. Would you be up for bringing that back later in the show? We have tickets to go see Disturbed in concert, I believe, in July.
I don't have a problem with it. I wanted to ask you guys if we could bring back essential or non-essential. I enjoyed it.
That was fun.
I'm up for it. Hey, as long as I don't have to do the donks and the listeners do, I'm good.
And then Cakes said he wants to have every Friday at 9 o'clock the drinking hour.
We can do that. I had to find some alcohol in this house.
I can't hear Cakes. Am I the only one?
I can't hear Cakes.
No, yes. Cakes' okay. Volume is off.
Yeah.
Try again.
Cakes?
You there, buddy?
Good now?
There you go.
Is this better?
Ah, okay, good.
There you go. Well, I wanted to bring back Donkey of the Week, kind of inspired by the a couple of people who have tweeted that. We have tickets to give away, and also the John Jones story. Did you see this?
I saw he got popped in, was it New Mexico?
Yeah, so John Jones was on the show, obviously UFC champion, and he was stopped, I guess, at 1 o'clock in the morning after cops heard gunshots.
Right.
And when they responded to the scene, they found two unknown homeless guys. There was the black Jeep, which Jones was in. He was in the driver's seat, and they could immediately tell that he was hammered. He said that he had been drinking and was okay with taking the breathalyzer exam, and he registered at above twice the legal limit.
Was he driving?
I mean, he was hammered. Then they found the black handgun, an open bottle of alcohol in the car. He was charged with DUI, negligent use of a weapon, possession of an open container, driving without insurance. I mean, he's a show.
Yeah, I mean, he's a mess. Had, you know, he's had a long checkered history. I mean, this is not surprising news that this happened to him.
He's a day drinker. We're talking about drinking later in the show, because what I saw was, I guess a year ago, also in New Mexico, he was drinking at a strip club, and he had some sort of incident with the stripper. like an assault. I don't know if he ultimately was charged with
it,
or there was a civil complaint. That was many sort of incident with the stripper. Like an assault. I don't know if he ultimately was charged with it, or there was a civil complaint.
That was many years ago, and there was no complaint filed.
Cakes the groper.
That's because you paid her off.
No, I was just immediately removed from the premises. That's all. And then the issue was resolved. And I believe I was set up. Just to let everybody know.
Right.
I mean, I know none of you guys are UFC guys, but it's sad because a lot of people say, is the best ever. He's only 32 years old. He's basically undefeated. He has one loss on his record, but it was a DQ. It wasn't like somebody
beat him. Hasn't all of that been tainted by the performance-enhancing things?
That's another thing that taints it.
The drug deals. I mean, the guy's basically a big, giant fraud.
And he was so nice.
He's an unbelievable talent.
Oh, super nice when he
was a super nice guy when he was in the studio.
He just strikes me as a guy that isn't going to make it to 50. I think he's 32 or 33 at this point.
He's got demons, Cakes.
Like, if he makes it to 50, it's one of the biggest upsets ever.
Yeah, but all the rock stars make it. How do those guys like on the Rolling Stones?
It's shocking.
Yeah.
Some guys have way more than 9 lives, I guess, that are just able to dodge a lot of bullets. I don't know.
Right. By the way, he also has a drag racing incident on his arrest record.
Well, that'll get you felted real quick, too, if you're into drag racing.
Yeah, there was a guy that sped up my street yesterday while we were shooting baskets, and I wanted to strangle him.
Of course.
Did you look at him? Did you give him the hard eye?
A little bit, but he flew by so fast. The only thing I could tell was, shocker, young.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Some guy, like a teenager in his 20s, early 20s.
Those damn Gen Zers ruining it for everybody.
The kids that are born now, are they Gen Zers? Is that what I saw?
Zers, I think.
No, if you're born today.
Oh, C. Oh, I don't know. That I don't know.
Yeah. Because I saw a reference to C, and I'm like, well, who's a Gen A and Gen B?
Yeah, I don't know that.
Is the C for Corona?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, but maybe it could be. Maybe it could be.
Have to look that one up. Yeah, so the teenagers, our kids, are all Gen Zers, correct?
Believe so, yeah.
I think, because they're not millennials. Is Gen Z is after millennial?
No, millennials are starting to get old. They're starting to creep.
My son is asking if he can go on a bike ride. Can you still go on those paths for bike rides?
Yeah, why not?
Bike ride is acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to go with a couple guys.
As long as it doesn't look like the Tour de France, where there's 800 bike riders all clumped together.
Right.
I can tell
you. My daughter asked me if I had a bike. I told her I haven't had a bike personally since high school.
When I got home yesterday from golfing, everybody in Ashburn was walking.
Right.
They were?
Everybody.
Well, they've been cooped
up
in the house.
I mean, it was nice. At 6 o'clock, it was beautiful. So everybody in town was out and about.
My kids have taken to running. Chris Farley would be so excited. My daughter ran over 6 miles yesterday. And my son, who's usually a video gamer, he's 13, he actually went for a run of a couple of miles. Now, I think he stops along the way,
right.
But my oldest is becoming quite the runner. If they ever have races again, I think that she'll be able to do a half marathon.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. My kids pretty much hate running.
They better have races again.
Eric.
Yeah.
The generation being born now is Generation Alpha.
Generation
2013 to 2025. Gen C is a mindset. It stands for like creation. There's no age demographic.
It's just a label you put on yourself.
It's a label. It stands for like creation, connection, community.
Well, that's stupid.
All right. So can you?
Hey,
give
well,
us
we
the
could
break?
Be Gen Zers then because we're staying connected,
right?
And we're creative. We're doing a talk show.
By the way, those little corny videos that we did they ever post those about staying connected, Drabby?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
AWOD's in charge of it, so I'm going to lean towards hasn't happened yet.
I think
yet.
He's still sleeping.
It's a work in progress.
Right. So hold on. Let's go backwards. So it goes millennials, Gen Zers, and then what?
Alpha.
And then alpha. Okay.
The oldest alpha is 7 years old.
Alpha was just waxed on Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. She was pummeled.
So I would love to know if anybody has binged any of Ozark yet. Hit us up on Twitter, Junks Radio or EB Junkies, because I can't even remember where we were in the last episode. Those donks that had the opiate farm.
The Snells.
The Snells. They killed the old man, right? The lady kill her husband?
Yes.
I need a recap.
Yeah,
the last thing I remember.
I do remember that, yes.
I think the closing shot, was it Ozark Season 2?
Is yeah. That just yeah. Ended? Yep.
Didn't they just christen the riverboat gambling yes. bit
yes.
that they're going to start?
They were at some sort of like an event outside of, next to the boat, yes.
Now, will they do a little recap at the beginning, you think, to get us caught up?
They always have that on the episode. If you ever go to Netflix and you just go to, it'll say episodes and more. Click
yeah.
on the and more. And you can see season one recap, season two recap, all kinds of trailers there.
Well, how long is the recap?
It's only a couple minutes.
Okay, yeah, that will work for me.
It'll go for your attention span.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
two to 2.5 minutes.
Exactly. I'll be asleep.
Right.
I'm sleeping so much during the day. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think yesterday I had a nap and then another almost nap. For like 20 minutes where I was kind of in and out of consciousness.
And then last night was a drinking night because I was out on the grill and I fell asleep. I actually fell asleep last night like around 10 o'clock. It was just the liquor just made me go to sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I grilled out too. Put some chicken on the grill.
Right.
Had a little grilled chicken and pasta salad.
I'm so sick of chicken. I mean, we're literally cooking chicken every day.
Chicken.
Yeah, I've eaten a lot of chicken here, too.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's either chicken or turkey burgers in my house.
Yeah. I didn't go out yesterday. I'm definitely going out today for lunch.
You're going to drive through. What do you mean?
I don't know.
He's going to go to Roy's.
I know we're talking about chicken, but maybe a Chick-fil-A day. I don't know. Something with the drive
through. Has anybody been to, like, the Chick-fil-A lately and done the curbside bit? Are there a million people there?
I don't know. Yeah. I went to a Chick-fil-A about 10 days ago when this all started, and I had to, it's set up where it's fairly close to the road, but the drive-thru went all the way to the road. It
right.
was probably about 20 cars deep.
Right.
And it moved somewhat fast.
Yeah, they're pretty damn efficient.
I also didn't have anywhere to go, so I'm not like in a super rush that being in a line for 20 minutes was no big deal.
Right. Drabby, have you been out and about? Have you done any, like, drive-thrus?
I went to Chipotle last night.
You had to go inside, right?
Inside, yeah.
Did you have to stand in line 6 feet apart?
Well, there's, like, two people in the place. There's no dining.
Right. So that was easy.
My daughter did Cava, where you have to go inside. And
really?
She got all bitter because I grilled her. I was like, you can't stand close to anybody. She's like, I know.
Right. Yeah. My daughter came back from her, even though she didn't touch anybody and she was just in the trunk, immediately go to the sink, wash your hands, wash your face, go take a shower.
Gotta wash, gotta wash up.
Eric, don't bring that effing virus into my house.
Are you worried that a Viber is saying they're watching on TV and you are by far the leading face toucher?
Yeah, someone is saying that.
I'm pretty good. I mean, I feel I haven't done anything.
I'm up there.
I'm in the house.
I'm up there. I'm always picking my nose.
I'm trying to make a conscious effort not to touch because I know I touch it a lot.
Yeah, but I figure if I'm not having any contact with anybody, I can touch my face in my house.
I don't know, but you've touched your face twice since I've said this. You just rubbed your nostrils.
Yeah.
It's pretty nervous.
But I think if he's in the privacy of his own home and he's in a quarantine zone, it's no big deal.
Yeah. I think you don't touch your face when you're out and about, but like then you come home and wash your hands up, then you can dig in your nose again.
Yeah, I got nervous yesterday.
I love that.
I grilled Jason about going to the bank, but, you know, I had a couple of checks to deposit. Yes, old-fashioned checks, just because people send checks in the mail for birthdays, right? So my daughter had a couple of checks, take it to the bank, and I just did the ATMs. So I didn't have any interaction with people, but I used my sleeve. I looked in my glove compartment. I was out of napkins, no wipes.
No gloves in your glove compartment.
No gloves.
Zipping.
No.
Yeah, why do they call it a glove compartment?
Because it's an old school term.
Yeah.
Like probably from the 20s.
I did the knuckle bit, like Jason said.
Yeah.
You got to do the knuckles.
And then when I got home, I washed the hands.
You know,
then I got wipes to wipe down my steering wheel.
Yeah, it's crazy. But if you do this bit, you got to go home and put it right in the wash.
I know.
If you
can't go sit on your couch because now you just rub Corona on your couch.
It's a crazy world we're living in.
It's unbelievable.
JP's fine. There's no Corona on his couches.
Maybe I'm crazy, but I'm taking this tack, this approach. Unless somebody coughs into my face, basically directly, I'm kind of snoozing on bringing it in from an outside source. I just am.
Right.
Like, that's the main way it gets transmitted. unless I go to Harris Teeter and somebody leans over and just phlegms and coughs directly into my face, I'm going to think I'm pretty good. But I could be wrong. I could be completely ignorant.
I think so, but there are still hot spots.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Said it a million times. Door handles, the pump handles at the gas station.
Oh, yeah. You definitely need to wear gloves or cover up your hand with your sleeve when you're using those.
Right.
Because
Elevator buttons.
You don't know what monsters have been using those nozzles.
Right.
I drove my Audi from Audi Rockville for the first time in like 5 days yesterday.
Right. It was weird to drive yesterday. I was driving, just running errands, and I was like, I haven't been doing this a lot lately.
Was it a ghost town?
I wouldn't say a ghost town, but you could definitely tell. It was right around rush hour, and the traffic was not heavy.
Yesterday on the toll road coming west through Reston, at 5:40 in the afternoon after golf, that road is usually jam-packed at 5:40.
Yeah.
There might have been 20 cars.
Right. Well, the ghost town for me is our downtown and downtown Crown, where all the restaurants are. And I think Cakes met our guy over at Chopped when he came for a visit
Scott.
Not too long ago.
Yes.
And I had just a brief conversation with him from afar. And he was saying, they're doing okay. They had some curbside. Well, they're not on a curbside, but there's a bunch of restaurants there lined up together. Poorhouse, La Madeleine, Chopped, and Pizza. There's an Asian place. There's a Mezza Grill. And he was just kind of shrugging his shoulders. He's like, we're doing the best that we can, but that the amount of business can't compare to what it's like on a typical day where people are working and they come in and they sit down and the place is jammed.
Right.
It's just not comparable.
Right.
So
they don't know
how long they can survive.
Well, they have no foot traffic.
Yes.
Like they have no, just people walking by saying, oh, I'm hungry. I'm going to dip in here for a salad. It's just not happening.
Especially I know in my neighborhood when it's nice outside, the outside seating is packed.
Right.
And so just I can't imagine the percentage of business they're doing as compared to normal. 10%? 20%?
10%.
Yeah.
State of California, bars and restaurants are down 90% since they did the shutdown.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's probably nationwide. Hotels are down 70%.
All right. Coming up next, we'll get into the Trent Williams audio. It's not Trent Williams. It's his agent, Vince Taylor, who was on with Grant and Danny. We'll break it down next here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live this Friday morning. You can also check us out on NBC Sports Washington. So Grant and Danny had Vince Taylor on the show yesterday. Vince Taylor is Trent Williams' agent. And, of course, Trent is in limbo right now. He wants to move on from the Redskins, and I think the Redskins want to move him, but it's just not happening quickly. EB's talked about the lack of a market for Trent Williams. I don't know that there's a lack of market completely. There's just a lack of market that's willing to pay him top dollar and give up high draft picks for him.
Oh, I'm sure every team would love to have him, but not necessarily at what they think his contract demands are. I think that's the issue.
Now, Trent's agent, Vince Taylor, said it's not about the money, although you hear about the money all the time. Can we play cut one, which is him talking about that it's not about a new contract?
Right. Yeah, that's totally false. It's not the contract. It's strictly the team. It's strictly the team making a mockery or people that get information privy to them that's making a mockery of the situation. What's more important for Trent is just to move on with his career.
It's interesting, and I know we have a bunch of clips. I see him here. Maybe we can play him where he talks about, he met with Rivera, and Rivera said, he just wanted him to prove himself, right?
That's
and he didn't
three.
Like that. So that means it's about the money.
Yeah. Let's cut three. We can play that here.
We get to the new regime. Ron Rivera hired, you know, Trent optimistic that maybe, you know, things will be different. Yet there were a lot of changes made. Medical staff, field trainer, coaches, just a total overhaul. 45 days go by. Trent has not heard anything from Ron as his representative. I reached out to the club. Hey, what's going on? Trent, you know, would like to know when would Ron call him? When can they have a conversation? I may have called maybe three or four times before we were given a message that he would reach out to Trent at some point. Before they even met, he had a meeting with a former player, Greg Olsen, who was a free agent. So that in itself didn't really sit right, that you wouldn't meet with a guy that's on your club, but you meet with a few free agent that you had a relationship with prior to.
All in his feelings.
So the feelings are definitely hurt.
Well,
sensitivity.
You would think if Coach Rivera thought it was a priority to have Trent, that that would be somebody he'd return his call pretty quickly.
Right. Or set up a quick meeting or something.
Again, we're hearing one side.
True.
But I can't believe this relationship has gotten so bad and it's going to last 2 years. You know, it's almost lasted 2 years.
Yeah.
But again, I think we all feel that I feel it's about money. If the Skins put out a quality offer, I still think he would take it. But maybe the relationship is so fractured that he wouldn't.
And the agent goes on to say that they can't even fix this. You would think that if it's just, oh, I didn't make a phone call, you could just call him up and say, my bad, I probably should have reached out to you. I'm sorry, I've been overwhelmed, new job. But apparently he says that it cannot be fixed. Let's play that. That's cut six. This was on Grant Danny's show yesterday. Vince Taylor, Trent Williams' agent.
There's no relationship at all with Trent and Ron. There's not at all, you know. And
would he be willing to build that bridge? Like, would he want to go into the park and get to know Ron, or is that ship sailed?
Well, yeah, that ship has sailed a long time ago. And like I said in the beginning, 45 days that went by, and of course you got to give people time to get acclimated to the new building. But when you start meeting with players that you have a previous relationship with, that on the free market, you know, Greg Olsen came into town, he openly met with him. Me as Trent representative reached out to the Redskins on multiple occasions just to try to get Trent and Ron in the same room, because of our optimism. And you meet with them for 10 minutes, and his message to you was like, look, come in here and prove yourself. It's not to say, hey, man, how are you doing? You know, how's your family? You know, we think that you're in our plans. If Trent Williams was in their plans, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, 45 days of not really making an effort to meet with Trent Williams, it just shows me that Ron Rivera is basically treating everybody the same when he comes in here. You are going to have to prove yourself. He doesn't care what you've done in the past. And that clearly has ruffled the feathers of Trent Williams and his camp.
What if the Redskins just play hardball? Will Trent Williams come to camp and play?
No.
So he's going to sit out for 2 years.
They'll eventually give up and just get whatever they can.
I understand, but just worst case scenario, would he actually sit out for 2 years?
Seems like it.
Seems like it, yeah.
I think Trent's a baby in this. Big deal. He didn't call you. He's so torn by the fact that they met with Greg Olsen. That seems to really irk him. His agents brought up Greg Olsen
twice. I think he's reading the room correctly. Go ahead, Cakes.
I'd be peeved, too, if you know, he's been with this organization since day one, and then the new coach comes in, and all he wants to do is meet with a washed-up tight end.
Right.
Instead of meeting with me, I still have a few good years left, at least, I would think.
Right.
And, you know, I'm getting bypassed for a guy that you coached in Carolina. I'd be upset, too.
Yeah. I you could tell if an organization wants you or not. The fact that they dragged their feet so long to even meet with you, I think, is pretty telling. But at the end of the day, if you want to play football, is this about you want to play football or you just want them to jock you? You know,
right.
From Rivera's perspective, he's probably coming here going, everybody's telling me how bad the culture is here. I got a guy that sat out last year that's unhappy. He could potentially be a bad apple in the locker room, even though everybody likes him. It's just, I don't know him. you know, I'm trying to institute a culture change here, so I can understand from Ron's perspective that he's not really dying necessarily to have that guy on his team.
If I were Ron Rivera, I'm going to go to whoever is in charge of trades at this point. I'm going to tell that guy, I'm going to say, look, you're on lockdown in this building. You have nowhere else to go because of the corona. You're on lockdown anyway. Your mission, your sole mission in life is to get a third round pick or better for Trent Williams. Get it done and let's move on from this chapter.
Well, apparently the Redskins
huge distraction.
Apparently the Redskins are asking for way more than that, Cakes. Here's Vince Taylor again, Trent Williams' agent, talking about what the Redskins want.
The Redskins, prior to the combine, put Trent on the trade market. They had him on maybe 10 days, and even through the combine, which is the biggest business platform for teams looking to wheel and deal. Upon leaving the combine, the Redskins had not gotten one offer that they could bring to Trent and I so that I could negotiate our side. I had teams call me, and I won't call them out. I had two teams call me that said, those guys do not know what they're doing. Their ask is outrageous. So, upon that,
clarify that. When you say their ask, meaning the round that they want for Trent Williams?
The compensation?
Yep, yep. The compensation that they were asking for was totally absurd. And I had two teams call to tell me that.
Hmm.
Does that mean they want a first rounder?
They're asking for a first rounder.
Yeah. Well, so that of course that's your starting off point, but then when you realize the market has completely cooled, then you actually negotiate. You go back and forth. You trade proposals back and forth with other teams. You don't just sit there resolute on getting a first round pick or nothing.
Right.
Do you think
safe to say he's not going to play for the Redskins?
Do you think they've been offered a third rounder?
Yes, I would guess, if I had to guess, yes.
Man, I would just take it.
And they're just being stubborn and hoping they can get more.
Right.
Now, you're probably losing out on value. I mean, he's probably better than the third rounder, even though he's 31 and missed all of last year.
Well, you're not going to get fair value for him.
I know. I would just, if they got a third round offer, especially if it was a higher third round in this year's draft, I'd probably take it.
I can't even keep track. Have they moved the draft back?
No. It's going to stay in place. Goodell talked about it yesterday.
Goodell said we are not moving the draft.
Thank goodness. We'll have something to look forward to in April.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's just going to all be virtual. Like, literally, nobody's going to be anywhere.
Right.
Oh, no crowds. You'll probably see all of the guys in their homes with their families.
Not happening in Vegas anymore.
There'll probably be a studio of analysts, and that's about it.
And then the teams, like, there will be no camera shots of the teams.
They might have something like we have set up right now. Yeah.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
They'll hook it.
Yeah.
All right, so
that's a lot of boxes. Gonna be a lot of boxes on the TV.
That's the latest with Trent Williams. He's still in limbo. His agent's upset that the Redskins want too much for him. My guess is, much like you, they're eventually gonna unload him for like a third round pick. They won't get the value, but Ron Rivera wants to move on. That's why he didn't kowtow to Trent Williams and call his agent over and over again.
Yeah, he's supposed to move on.
It seems like Trent just wants to be loved, and he's not being loved by the Redskins.
Yeah. I mean, he sat out for the whole year. He trashed the organization for a year, rightly or wrongly. And, you know, Rivera sees him, and he sees a guy that's disgruntled. I don't blame him for wanting to move on.
All right, coming up next, we will shift gears. We'll get to the entertainment world with Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.